When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street. A reminder, I will be at Madison Comedy Club on State the first weekend of May. I really want to sell tickets to that. I'm really excited. That's May 4th through the 6th. May the 4th fucking be with you, man. And speaking of people being with you, a friend of the show, Tommy McNamara, will be at Madison with me. So,
Friend of the show.
That's right. Tommy has been relegated to friend.
Someday
of the
he'll
show.
Get upgraded.
Hang around.
Yeah, put in your dues. Pay your dues. Speaking of friend of the show, Tommy, we also introducing my co-host, the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How the hell are you?
Yeah, I think at year 7 is when I move up to co-host status. I think the first 6 were all paying my dues.
it's a lot like Harry Potter school, where it takes 7 years to really become a full-on podcast wizard.
All Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all Hufflepuffs here. By the way, our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You love him. Django Gold is here. Give it up for him. He's recording.
Hello, America.
He's doing his. Yeah, this is an only America. People who listens in Germany, you are not. You can listen, but you are not being greeted right now.
Do you guys have any evidence that this podcast has developed a foreign following?
You know, I stopped looking at the demographic shit when we changed over to this network because I don't fully understand their metrics. Mm-hmm. But we did have some random pockets of like Sweden and like Indonesia and shit. And so, but I was like, I don't know if these are bots or what.
There's this one big listener a few years ago. Osama bin L was the username.
Okay. Yeah, but we couldn't figure out where he was from. It was showing a cave. It just showed a picture of a cave.
you upgraded the advanced chart metric. They show you what kind of home they live on. They live in, what kind of flag is on the is it behind them at all times?
Yeah, most of our listeners are doing bad, by the way. We've seen your houses from these metrics.
We can see you do give us access into your homes. A lot of people say that like metaphorically, like thanks for welcoming us into your home. We are actually we've seen your home and it's ugly.
You guys have some of the filthiest listeners on record.
Speaking of filthy, Django, tell them about your big tour coming up. We'll get it out right up top.
So yes.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going on my little big mini tour. Where am I going? I'm going to Atlanta on Thursday. I'll be at a venue whose name escapes me.
Right off the bat, we're killing it.
Oh, like the warehouse or the silo or the fucking nest or something like that.
Sure. There,
playing a bunch of showcases there, then I'll be in Birmingham on Tuesday and I'll play
Star Bar, right?
Star Bar's in Atlanta. I'm doing that as well on Monday.
Nice.
Birmingham, then Nashville, then Memphis, and then Chicago at the Lincoln Lodge on April 28th.
That's a great run. We definitely have some people who listen who will go to that Lincoln Lodge show. Get over there, go see Django, and then tell them about the special taping.
Yes, the special taping. Now, this is what you really should show up for. All those other shows are going to be fucking garbage, man. No, wait, they'll be good. But it will also be good. It'll be the special I'm taping on Saturday, May 13th, in beautiful Williamsburg, Brooklyn, at the Gutter. It's a bowling alley. They have a beautiful back room. I'll be taping two shows on Saturday, May 13th, 8 o'clock and 10:30 p.m. They're both going to sell out, so please get your tickets now and don't be one of those sad sacks who's knocking at the door.
Please.
You might want to laugh. Don't do that. Leave that for the
I can't tomorrow. Wait for this to be released.
And also, eagle-eared listeners may recognize a certain voice at the second show of That's a right. friend of this show.
Eagle-eared. Eagle-wit-eared.
Tommy McNamara, the ghost of the most of this, will be, in fact, emceeing the second show. So, definitely come by and see 2/3 of the current on-air talent.
Yeah, there. I'll come jump on the mic too. Fuck it. Why not?
Man, you do a roast battle.
Yeah, let's do a roast battle to open for your special.
That would be great. That would be so funny. I don't really have a full hour, so I'm just going to invite my friend here. We're just going to razz each other.
That'll take three tracks or so. That's the first half of the vinyl.
Look, people at home are laughing their fucking asses off, but this is actually a good idea. This is not bad at all.
I think in the current comedy climate, it would do very well.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to reserve three tracks for the guy in the front row has a goofy hat. you're going to want to talk about that for a while.
I mean, people are making album. Crowd work specials now, aren't they?
Django, the first time you came on this show, we talked about Rob Zombie. Is that am I remembering that correctly?
That's correct, man.
We rode in your Dragula, and I like how for this one you've done a giant pivot in this Dragula you're driving, because it's I couldn't think of a more different choice for your second episode. Well, why don't you present your thesis here?
Yeah, please do, because I'm going to be honest, I don't even really know how to explain what we're doing today. I didn't do any research this time because of the topic. I was just like, we'll have our fun.
Don't worry, you'll have your resident nerd on here to explain his bizarre fixation. So we're pivoting from a hard demon rock with Rob Zombie, and today we'll be discussing English folk revival music, which I loosely define as in the 60s and 70s, there were a bunch of bands and solo artists, predominantly in England, Ireland, Scotland, that area, that revived old folk songs from like the 17th century and thereabouts. And it was actually fairly popular at the time, although it's more or less been swept by the wayside now. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about today, is English folk revival songs. And these are songs that are about themes like a farmer has lost his chicken and a sailor's love has drowned in the ocean, things like that. And this, I will tell you, I'm offering you two, Tom and Tommy, the biggest layup in the world to make fun of, because there's no... Some of these songs are so crazy lame. You guys are just going to be yum, yum, yum.
Finally, we get to eat.
Gift to you guys. So hungry. This whole thing will just be a fucking bloodbath.
Let us cook.
Let's go.
So Django, my first question that I have to ask, what was going on in your personal life that led you to this music? Did you lose someone at sea?
Yeah, this is a char ass playlist.
It really is. It is enemy of the show, char's situation. It's about to get even more embarrassing, because my mommy turned me on to it.
Let's go.
When I was like 19 or 20 or something like that, I was at home from school for the summer, and my mom read to me in the paper, like, oh, Django, there's a concert up in where the fuck it was, Marin or whatever. And like, it was a guitar player by the name of John Renborn, who I don't need to tell you guys was a guitar player for the band Pentangle, which is actually my favorite of these types of bands. But me and my friend Andrew, we went up to see John Renborn, and it was fucking awesome, and I was all about it. And ever since then, I've been really, really, truly and unironically into this like English folk revival stuff. And I'm really excited to share it with you guys. I can already tell by your expressions that you're going to accept it wholeheartedly without any. That's really good to know when you have good friends like that who aren't just going to make fun of you in front of the listener.
So yeah. I don't know too much about John Renborn. Like, what I have just committed to memory is that he's, you know, an English guitarist and songwriter, sure, best known for his collaboration with guitarist Bert Jansch.
Yeah, the sort of stuff we all just have
And of course,
everyday life.
His most influential album is called Sir John A Lot from 1968.
Wait, is that true?
Yep, that is.
Oh my God,
Sir John A Lot.
He stole that from Sir Mix A Lot. That's fucked up.
I think the Sir John A Lot album, not to get too in the weeds here, is actually more like Renaissance era music, for the record. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, if we can just cut this part of the podcast, because you're wasting our
time. Yeah, we don't want to waste any of these listeners' time.
These are fucking the rouds, the child ballads. That's what we're talking about today. I don't want to hear any more of this goddamn.
Yeah. And look, we have so many comments from the listeners to get to today that I don't think we're going to.
Did you actually pose this question?
No. Okay. I posted on the Patreon because we have to, but we got one message. And Tommy, you can guess the sort of nature.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll get to it later, but
let's save that question for later.
We should go ahead and hear. Let's hear an example of the sort of shit that the sort of twisted shit that Django sent us today. The first song here that is from Pentangle, the aforementioned band that we all already knew about. This is off an album called Cruel Sister. And the song is called A Maid That's Deep in Love.
Incredible.
Here we go. Shut the damn hell up, Django. That shit fucking goes.
Just so I know, you can edit this out. Just so I know, for the sake of our conversation, can Tommy hear this?
Oh, that's a good question. Can you hear it, Tommy?
Sometimes
it cuts in and out.
Yeah,
this is the problem with Zoom. So the listeners will be able to hear all of it because it's just coming through my mic. But you guys,
okay?
Oh, did you put that in?
Just so I know, for the sake of.
Like Tommy just wrote shh.
You just, no, I told the guest and a friend of the show beforehand that I've been at work for like 12 hours right now, and usually I would tell the guest this whole explanation about how you'll be able to hear it better, and today I just went shh with an SHH.
Yeah, Tommy's been down in the coal mines. Look, we need you guys to get on the Patreon. Tommy's got the black lung from being in the coal mines. It would be funny if you're a doctor. People that just didn't know that. I've been doing surgery for 12 hours. I'm legally supposed to be sleeping right now, but like a pilot.
Are there doctors that have podcasts, you think?
There must be.
I mean, Dr. Drew.
Oh, yeah. There's
I mean, like,
right off the bat.
Not like.
I'm sure. There's no chance. I mean, doctors love to fucking hear themselves talk. I'm sure that they have some pods.
You know, House got a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Talking about it's lupus. It's never lupus, bitch. Man. I miss House. I hope he's doing all right.
Me too. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting, Django, you pointed out that it sounded like the audio had fallen into the ocean. It reminded me of, you know, this one night upon the raging sea. So we were going to bed, and the captain cried, "Farewell, my boy. I wish you were a maid."
Yeah.
Quite the line.
A lot of these songs have these kind of
interesting, like almost modern, like gender bending aspects to them, where people are constantly dressing up like in the other gender to like either escape notice or seduce someone. And it's really very, very ahead of its time if you think about it. So in a way, any criticism you guys level at me or the music just kind of demonstrates what your listeners always knew to be true, which is that you guys are opponents of anyone who's basically not a straight white male.
I didn't realize when listening to this the first time how fucking hot it was.
Yeah,
good stuff.
I mean,
your rosy cheeks, your ruby lips, they are enticing me.
Damn straight there, man. And, and this song, I mean, like, even though I didn't really hear it because of your janky ass audio setup,
you're blaming me for Zoom. Django, a pandemic actually happened that made us discover this technology. So
yeah,
I mean, don't blame me.
You guys have only had three years to figure it out, so I understand why.
Well, the rest of the time we were doing the work and listening.
That's true. Thank you. Yes. While you were listening to whatever this bullshit is.
But yeah, I mean, Amazed Deep in Love also sometimes goes by the alternate title, the Handsome Cabin Boy. They have the same melodies. A lot of these songs, for whatever reason, just have like different versions with like completely different stories, because a lot of them, I mean, most of them are basically just like stories with like endless numbers of verses that just kind of repeat the same melody again. But this one, you know, Pentangle guys, like they've always been my favorite of these types of bands, and I dare say they rock, you know, they rock pretty hard.
Oh yeah. What other words could be said to describe this? This fucking rocks.
Yeah, man.
I do.
I was laughing because I was reading the lyrics, and for some reason at the end of the lyrics is just a smiley face emoji. Like the old school parentheses and weird.
It was the first recorded instance was when they wrote this in 1735. They came up with that. Added a smiley.
Don't forget to put the smiley.
Pentangle does sound like a band that would open for Rob Zombie to bring the two together. It's a very metal name.
Yeah, it sounds like a pentagram or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, their logo is a pentagram, but also it has like a bunch of like whenever you see that logo, also it's always like adorned with like cherries and like a fucking like, you know, a maiden going to the mountains or something. So it's not maybe as satanic as.
Sure. Did you go to the Ren Faire with us? Now I can't remember who all went on that trip. Okay. Yeah. This feels like some very Ren Faire-y.
Absolutely. But with a hard rock twist.
Yeah. But it's so fucking hard too. Did we talk about Bonk on here?
Oh, God. We must have.
Okay. Bonk, the nemesis to all.
I truly think the greatest moment of my life was watching Bonk, who is a whip master.
Yes.
Watch him big dick. our friend Charlie, who was thrilled to meet him and got dragged onto stage to shake his hand after the show. And Charlie said to him, "Bonk, you've outdone yourself." And Bonk goes, "I'll be with you in a minute, buddy."
Oh my just god! Him
for like 5 minutes, and Charlie just stood on stage.
I would cut my throat if I was disrespected like that by Bonk.
Please, I beg of you, listeners, look up. Is his name Aaron Bonk?
Yes, Aaron Bonk.
Bonk on Instagram. His Instagram is fucking insane. It's so funny. His captions are nuts, but highly wreck. But yeah, this is some real Ren Faire type stuff. But
yeah, Bonk wishes, man. I think Bonk is kind of like a poser in the strictest sense of the word.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to think about, like, you know, the streets, whatever that means in the context of this music, Pentangle is like, you know, hardcore 90s West Coast rap, and Bonk is like, you know, fucking Jay-Z or something.
Sure. Even before you said that, I already had that in there.
Yeah.
All right. The next song here is from Steely Span.
Now these guys are a B-tier English folk revivalist group, but this song fucking slaps. It's so fucking good. It also takes place in the Raging Sea.
Oh, is that right? Wow. Yeah. All right. Let's hear some of the Lowlands of Holland.
A tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. Your love drowns in the sea, and your mom's kind of giving you the pep talk of, oh, there's so many other fish in the sea, which is extremely rude at that point.
Yeah, but, it's like, no, my dead husband is in the sea. Maybe let's look on the land for a little bit. There's so many dead husbands in the sea.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's probably a lot of good men out there.
Now, this one, I will give you this. This one slaps. I agree. This is a great song. Great song. And I feel like I was like, where have I heard this? And I was like, oh, I was at the Yankees game the other day.
There's no way.
Aaron Judge just walk-up music.
And they played the whole thing.
It's how he has time to focus on hitting those dingers all the time.
It's the one exception to the pitch clock is they let this whole song play.
Yeah. I hear they're thinking about replacing the national anthem with it.
They should. I mean,
it's a better song. I mean,
oh, for
sure. National anthem, terrible song.
Absolutely. I'm on the rough song. Yeah. Updated. I mean, remix.
This is a modern version of I don't know. If you want to know something about me, if you want to get deep in my sick, twisted skull, you should know that I've listened to that song easily hundreds of times. it's like one of my in my living room pep up songs, and I'll just fucking let it play out and get so fucking amped because that guitar line, the whole thing, just fucking I love it so much.
Yeah, I feel you on this. I'm with you on this one. This one I'm very much the guitar is great in there. I had a good time listening to this one. There's just no other way to put it.
Name of the singer, I'm sure Tommy particularly will appreciate this. Gay Woods. Tommy, you have any jokes about that?
Yeah, Tommy, this is right up here. This is a softball for Tommy, the type of jokes that he does.
I'm sick of these bits.
I didn't even do it this time.
Yeah, it's weird that we keep gravitating towards your habits. Weird that you keep getting called out for your habits.
There's smoke coming out of Tommy's ears right now. Chug that beer to make the pain go away.
Oh my god. All right, I'm getting another one.
Hell yeah, my man.
And we got him off it.
Woo. You drove him to drink, Dingo.
He was drinking before I showed up, man.
That's a good point. Man, I'm jealous. I gotta jump in here with you. I'm excited for this concert, man. You just went to a concert, didn't you? You did you go to that the guy with Tommy?
The big guy.
Yeah, the big man. I didn't want to say it like that, but that's the only way I would think to describe.
I mean, he's a big man. He's like 450 pounds. It's unignorable.
Are you talking about me again?
Joshua Ray Walker, remember that guy?
Incredible, one of the best. That's so good. I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's the truth, man.
I watched some videos of him. Good stuff. I was saying I'm getting hyped for this concert now. It's getting closer and closer to the time.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a music show in a while. It's been
Django and I also went to Skinny Dennis and saw a very fun band. I was playing a lot of covers and they ruled. That was great last week. Yeah.
Shout out CC and the boys. Yeah, you and I are seeing a lot of honky tonk lately.
I love country music, and I listen to it so rarely, except when I'm seeing it live. It's like a weird thing with that genre. I never it's never headphones music for me, but I love it at a bar.
It doesn't really hit that well at home, I notice.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but really, for some reason, it works better when you've had 8 drinks.
That might be part of it. It doesn't quite hit the way that Arthur McBride hits.
Yes. now, before you play this song, I just want to tell you a funny anecdote about this song. All right.
No anecdotes. We told you before.
We told you this is a streamline episode. We're gonna play the music. We're gonna do your plugs, and we're gonna get the fuck out.
No commentary.
I want to hear the anecdote.
The anecdote is mildly amusing. So when I had COVID for for the first time, I was really fucked up. I was like in bed, like delirious, like sweating, just like really out of it. And I remember I was listening to this song, the lyrics of which concern, I think it's in Ireland, like two guys basically being approached to join the Irish army and like beating up the recruiters. And I was in bed listening to this song. And I remember distinctly thinking to myself, man, you know what's crazy about this, man? What these guys are singing about? This actually like happened. And then like 10 seconds later, I like reverse, like, no, it didn't. It's a song. Like, man, like I was that fucked up. I was like, man, the events of Funky Town. That was real. That was a real place we all went to. Like that's the level of like
COVID. Like they had a mayor. Shit.
Yeah. But anyway, I always personally associate this song with dying.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Good. Yep.
Well, that's a good place to take us to kick off the song Arthur McBride. This is from Andy Irvine. It's Paul Brady's name is also on here. Let's see if he has anything to say about it.
And a little wee drummer intending to come for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you, gentlemen, we did reply, intending no harm, but meant to pass by for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning.
First, I have a few things to say. First sure. of all, I'm totally on their side. The fact that it's Christmas morning and this MF is trying to get them to enlist. But I also like that he reiterates that. Like, it's like the way you would tell a story where you're like, and it was Christmas
morning. Yeah, totally.
And also, I just wanted to note that the melody, Bob Dylan stole this shit for the times they are a changing. It sounded very similar to me. It sounded very similar to my ear, but.
Cadence is similar. I think the melody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, man, not to put this whole thing in context, but the English folk revival period coincided with the American folk rise. So, like, there was a little bit of a kissing cousin type stuff happening there.
I bet you like that.
Go further. Yeah. Elaborate on these kissing cousins. What type of lips?
Ruby red.
Yeah. Always a lot of, that's a good point. It's a lot of ruby red lips and sparkling eyes and so on.
Oh, man.
This song is also kind of a banger, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the melody.
Yeah. Further down in the lyrics, they get into a confrontation. And I got to say, here's where I kind of take the sergeant's side. Mm-hmm. Sergeant says, "Oh, now I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it, from small penal brats." I don't know what he's saying. Yeah. It sounds like he's the winner.
Small penal.
penile or penal? Penal.
Well, it's penal, I think, as an insult to the Irish folk. But
what's that mean?
I think. Like,
you don't know the rumors?
No, well, that's true too. The Irish curse, but I think he's saying, being that the Irish were owned by the British, I think that's what he's saying. But
yeah,
I was looking.
Small penal brats is just that's a tough phrase to come back from.
That's tough. You're done.
Yeah, you really can't come back from that.
Sorry, bitch. You're done. You're a small penal brat. Damn, imagine pulling that out at roast battle.
You're wearing a monocle.
Yeah. Honestly, again, great idea here. I think you just went fully in character as one of these guys.
They have to have like historical roasts, don't they?
Ronan has done like a version of like, he does character ones actually. Yeah. But I don't know if he did historic. I know somebody has done historic ones. In DC, they had some historic ones.
I wouldn't peg him as a history guy.
All right, next song.
Oh no, Tom Dog.
All right, the man
is. How would you peg
him? I don't ask the lady.
That's. Is it pegging if a man does it?
That's a great
next song.
BYOP.
No, this podcast has finally gotten to a place I wanted it to be in from the jump. Is it pegging if a man does
it? After the dark ages, 2016 through 2022.
Yeah, a lot of dark ages.
There's a long sad era.
Oh man!
Actually, remember, I did do two of those roasts. I was fucking Oscar Schindler and a video game character. Oh no, I was fucking Bruce Banner, the Incredible Hulk.
That was a historical roast.
Yeah.
They told you could pick anyone from history.
Can you believe that stuff happened? I was so pissed he turned green. That's nuts.
Viewers of Thomas Jefferson.
Here's the thing. Here's a question for you. Why the fuck did they make the Hulk green? Doesn't it make more sense for him to be red? Like he's angry?
That's a good point.
Well, I don't know, like, you know, in comic books, like weird little potions are always green, like green slimes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's fucking stupid. I think they should just go ahead and change that. Let's retcon that. Just go ahead and make him red. Fix it.
There have to be alternate Hulks, just like they have like a jillion different Spider-Man and shit, right? There have to be mm-hmm. like... Yeah. That's why books suck.
They should just every franchise just do the metaverse shit with it. Just
I'm sure,
into it.
Yeah.
Might as well. I fucking eat it up every time. I'm a dumbass.
Are you gonna watch this Harry Potter TV show?
Oh, I forgot that's coming out. It's weird that it's like different actors and stuff. I don't know. But it's the same story.
I mean, it'd be weirder if it was the same.
No. Daniel Radcliffe with a big lollipop and the fucking beauty propeller head.
They should either do that or make it like Friends.
I'm a weapon.
Where's that wabbit? I probably will watch it. I think Turfo is going to come over.
Speaking of Harry Potter, my big Harry Potter anecdote. I'm sure I've shared this. With
that's right. One or both of you. You met Ron.
That's right.
No. My big
the
Harry
actual
Potter
wizard that it was yes. based on.
Is that book came out when I was like 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. And when I read it, I genuinely thought on my 11th birthday, I was going to get a letter from Hogwarts. I was like, because it all takes place your 11th birthday. And I was so sure that it was actually going to happen for me.
And
people should know that Tommy spent the next few years in a padded room.
I mean, I just want to point something out, Tommy, and not to insult you here, but the whole point of those books, I thought, was that he's like, you know, a tortured, you know, boy in poverty who's looking at the staircase. And you were pretty cushy.
Hey, I had a scar.
Please don't the owls take me away from this.
We don't ever talk about that giant scar you have across your face, Tom.
Yeah.
And it's like not just a little like cute. It's his whole face. It's from when he was drunk driving when he was 12.
Long time listeners to the pod don't realize that Tommy's one of those guys with the jagged scar through the eye and the eye patch.
Right. He has one white eyeball.
No. What's that next song?
All right. Let's hear a little song called Hairs on the Mountain.
Prelude is the only modern song I sent you guys. This one is like the last like 10 years or something like that. I think people are still doing this shit.
All right, this is from, I want to say, Josiane Clark and Ben Walker. Let's hear it.
Sally, my dear, it's you I be kissing. Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could wed you. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could say I misled you. If all you young men were hares on the mountain, if all you young men were hares on the mountain, how many young girls would take guns and go hunting?
Good question. Just goes to show the anti-men rhetoric out there is you young men were hares on the mountain. How many young girls would take guns and go hunting?
Damn.
Yeah, it's about time someone stuck up the ladies in these songs. The ladies are always getting widowed because of the wars in Germany and shit like that. Guys are always getting shot with a cannonball or eaten by a wolf in the mountains. This time it's, you know, sisters.
I like how she repeats everything twice. Like, it's, she's like the Chris Rock of oh, Sally, my dear, it's who I'd be kidding. Sally, my dear.
But the young men are given to frisking and fooling, so I'll leave them alone and attend to my schooling.
Oh,
it's like such a weird, like, oh shit, she's going to school. Yeah,
she's going to school. Yeah. Mic drop.
I'm going to focus on my homework.
Done. Like, you're done. Damn. Everybody heard that at the concert and went, oh shit.
She should have said the small penal brats thing. That would have been much better.
That should be part of every song now. that's good stuff. Wait, what is this screenshot
I sent you?
Yeah, what is this? Is what they look like?
That's why I'm demonstrating to pick the shot of this guy staring angrily into the space.
He's like, I gotta listen to this shit. But man, he's just a session musician.
Yeah,
to hear this shit. Man, I had a tough time saying session musician there. Because I got a shaky tooth. That's the playlist.
Yeah.
What a playlist!
It really worked well because I think we all personally identify with this music. So there's a lot of conversation topics that spring naturally from it. Because you guys all go around the room talking about your own personal connection with the song and so on.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never related to music more than hearing about the hair men turning into hares on a mountain and wanting to bed. You know, some lady named Sally or something.
Yeah, the one bed tricks rabbit.
Man, imagine how much less that cereal would sell if it was the tricks hair.
There's hair in me cereal. No.
Purposeful interpretation. Silly
hair. Man, hares really did do a good job of rebranding the rabbits. I'm glad. Big move for them. That was sick.
Shout out to hares in the Patreon.
All right. That is, in fact, the playlist. Like I said, I did not go. Oh, nice. We have an electrician that we're getting hooked up with. I love it.
Oh, you crazy poly couples. Do your thing. you need someone to bring a spark, huh?
There we go.
Less than a year into marriage, and you need a spark.
Oh, you weren't even trying to make a spark joke.
No.
I thought you were
just poly adding an electrician mix. These guys are hard to nail down, dude. Yeah. I was reading the text and also trying to think of an electricity pun at the same time. I got nothing. What a shocker, huh? Hey. Jesus Christ. I've met one of them. I've met the next door neighbor because his dogs keep barking at me every time I take the trash out. And he's very apologetic. He's yeah. super nice. He helped carry some furniture up here, so he's a good guy. And then a guy across the street came over, and it was like right when I had learned some shit was fucked up with the house, and I was like, God damn it. And then this guy came over from across the street, and he asked if I had the Nest camera footage of somebody robbing him. I was like, God damn it, this neighborhood sucks.
My God.
Not like robbing him. They stole his catalytic converter off his car. They like went up and
down. I call that robbing.
It is robbing.
Yeah, no, but not that.
It's different than breaking into the house.
Robbed, all right. Your converter was purloined.
Oh, yeah. You're so privileged with your catalytic converter. No, apparently that's a big thing in LA right now. Is people are
I've heard about this. People are just scooping whatever they can scoop.
Yeah, apparently they're just like a huge pain in the ass to replace, and they're worth a lot of money, and they're very easy to steal. So maybe I'll get into that if you guys don't get on this mm-hmm. Patreon. No,
you better watch out. Make sure no one steals yeah. those little streamers off your bike handlebars.
I think that should be another tier of the Patreon.
Yeah, because
if you do it every month, Tom will steal a catalytic converter and we'll film the whole thing.
This is good. We do need some more Patreon content.
Cows can only bust us if they pay for the Patreon. So
this is genius.
Life of Crime, the podcast, and you commit crimes every week with a full camera crew on. Today, credit card fraud.
You want to arrest me? That'll be $5 a month, pal.
There you go.
And guess what, sucker? You just paid for my bail. I'm back out on the streets. Wow. Why is my bail only $5 a month?
The classic monthly bail payment.
This could be something. It's just like a fucking thief, man.
This is good.
Interesting.
Thief, the podcast. This is good. I like this. And subscribe to my bail.
Oh no, my bail's on auto renew. I've been paying bail for years.
Oh man. Speaking of the Patreon, like I said, we didn't post any I didn't post on the Facebook. I probably should have.
You were ashamed.
I wasn't ashamed. I was like, oh shit, I don't know how to describe what we're doing today. Yeah.
What if he posted, we're talking about the English Folk Revival with this guy, and it was just a picture of like a big hunk? So it was clearly you and not the topic.
That would work. I don't give a shit. Do you have any shame left? Okay, man, why not?
That's a good way to get listeners. Like, we say, like, the guest, and then we just put a picture of a supermodel.
Oh, this is a great idea. Yeah. Tommy, where has this been all my life? This is
finally figured out the best.
We should just Photoshop in the hottest guy of all time. And this week's he's shirtless.
Fabio again?
You guys know the story of when I saw Fabio. That's a classic.
Vaguely. Now I forget what happened, though.
I was hanging with a friend of the show, recent guest, Luke Mones, and we went to the grocery store. Yes. And we're in the parking lot, and Fabio just steps out of his car. I'm like, holy shit, that's Fabio. And Luke goes, oh, yeah, he's here all the time.
Like just nonplussed, completely out at the grocery store. By Fabio. Fabio should not be going to the grocery store.
No.
That's not right.
An army of servants.
Do you think he's a good guy, Fabio? Have we looked this up? I mean, it seems insane.
Is Fabio a good guy?
I'm going to search Fabio controversy.
Is Fabio nice?
All right, Fabio controversy. The surprisingly controversial legacy of Fabio.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He owned slaves up until 1983.
Oh, they call him the he who must not be named of the romance fandom industry. Wow. Apparently he's a huge asshole. That's too bad.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, we're breaking that sort of stuff out. I like this model idea. I think we fully transition this show into us pretending we're talking to super hot models.
Any thoughts on Alien Ant Farm? Tell them to this.
It's just people clearly horny messaging.
Is he touching it right now? While listening to Alien Ant Farm?
I listen to Alien Ant Farm with you any day. Oh, that's good stuff. We did get a couple messages on the Patreon.
Ooh, a couple.
That we should get to. One of them is fully unrelated to this episode, but it is interesting and appreciated. Timothy C. says, "Hey, Tom and Tommy, happy 6-year anniversary." I didn't know that we did that.
I randomly said 6 years, not even knowing this was coming.
Yeah. And then I checked my Facebook like memories today, and sure enough, it was me posting about the Incubus episode, which was, I think, episode 3, and Marilyn Manson episode, which is 2. So, yeah, it's been 6 fucking years. That's crazy. And look at all that we've accomplished.
We've got cabinets. Guests from Django to Django again.
Django, you caught us on the upswing and the down. Yeah.
Good thing you were nice to us on the way up.
Make sure you're nice on, like, you'll see him again as they plummet with you.
Django, what was it like working for Stephen Colbert?
Oh, my God. That's a story for another day.
Oh, if only we had another song, but we're out of them, so you do have to answer. I didn't finish Timothy's message, though. I got stopped. He said, "I wonder if either of you have PayPal. I'd like to make a donation so Patreon doesn't take a cut." And wow. I did send him an email or an account to send to, so... Thank you, Timothy C. And if you also don't want to give to Patreon and want to give straight to us, hey, go for it, man. We could use it, brother. Nick C. did comment regarding the topic and said, "Tommy's favorite band from this period is Jethro Tull's Heavy Horses. It's a 9-minute song, but he gets what he needs in the first 30 seconds."
What the hell?
Damn. Oh, yeah. Added that you're, you got to understand, Django.
It's horses.
Stand by your band, it's horses now. the bit about Tommy now, it's no longer that he's a pedophile or anything like that. It's now horses. We've moved on.
Horses in general, or he's...
Yeah, just any kind of horse thing you have to say about Tommy, usually that he's attracted to him or something. That's what people lean into. I don't know where they got these ideas, but every episode, there are several comments usually about Tommy and horses. But
hey, congratulations, man. Going from pedophilia to bestiality. And that's a respect upgrade. Also, Jethro Tull is not English folk revival, despite their trappings, for the record.
Oh, we just ran out of time.
They're a rock band. They're a rock band that wears all that shit, but they don't actually play folk music.
Django, we have reached the end of the show.
No, right? But we have so much more. We have so much more runway.
Honey, you need Rent the Runway.
Let's go.
Yeah, I want to get another Earth Tone shirt.
Oh, shit. They're a sponsor. They're a sponsor. Oh, look at that.
Oh, hello.
Tommy has an Earth Tone shirt in frame. Love to see it. Several. Oh, my God.
It's tough to find things that look good on a green screen. I tell you what.
Yep. By the way, Tommy, I watched the game that you and Sam played against each other where you had to name the commercial jingle thing or the catchphrase. Mm-hmm. It was so much harder than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, Avis. Avis was tough. Avis. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was maybe tell Ari to loosen it up over there. He's got you guys. Believe me,
someone needs to tell him.
I'm going to look, listeners, you guys know Ari. Send him a message.
Tell him Ari, he's up. Ari is family. One of our first guests and
controversial.
One of our only one-time guests.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's going to stay that way.
What did you
get? Yellow card.
Possibly do. Was that the band he chose?
He chose yellow card. He blew it. It sucked.
Yeah, it doesn't have nearly the fucking grist as
this English is the sort of shit. Acts. This is what we want to be talking about.
Choosing a genre of music as opposed to a band.
It's so easy to define.
A hard to search genre.
I fucking gave you guys an example. If you guys had taken 5 minutes to do research, we could have had a flowering conversation.
If we had 5 minutes, we would have booked a guest. No, Django, we love you. And this is your opportunity to give us your final thoughts on 70s folk revival, British, whatever the fuck it is.
These songs are timeless and they're beautiful. And what I love about them is that they draw you with their simplicity. All these songs, pretty much without exception, are just one melody repeated again and again. And what they do that's so genius about them is they just kind of accent it with different instrumentation going on. So you can have like a 7 fucking minute song that's just one verse repeated over and over again. But by the end of it, you're fucking lit up because they just kind of, it's just amazing. Some of these acts are great. The music is timeless. The melodies are great. The instrumentation is awesome. Bert Jansch, who we mentioned earlier, by the way, here's a fun trivia fact about Bert Jansch. I'll give you 2 trivia facts, actually. One, he fucking died on the same day Steve Jobs did. So his entire legacy completely went out the window because people were just talking about Steve Jobs for a moment. And Bert Jansch, like, honestly, like a lot of, like, you know, the big English guitar players, you know, your Jimmy Page and so forth, Neil Youngs and all that, they love Bert Jansch, but he fucking died the same day the goddamn iPhone guy did. So that was that. He was out the window, man.
What if Bert Jansch had tried to make, like, an iPhone-type thing, and that's why he got fucked up? The Jansch pod. Jansch pod. Good riddance. I can't play shit on my Jansch pod.
My Jansch berry is broke.
It's all Jansch stuff. It's Jansch and the Jansch. Anyway, he's a genius. R.I.P. Bert Jansch. R.I.P. John Renborn. I think Jackie McShee is still alive.
Not for long.
No. His number's up. Now, anyway, once people hear this episode.
If I've converted just 80% of your listeners, I will consider this a success.
Well, me or 80%.
Listen to Pentangle. Listen to Fairport Convention. Listen to Steel Eye Span. You animals.
Well, here's the thing. It's come time for us to rate this playlist out of 6.
Oh, ooh.
And what a playlist you sent us. Perfect 6 for me.
Yeah. I'm going to go further. I'm going to say 6 pence.
Oh, none the richer. Yes. Perfect playlist, Django.
Thanks for having me.
You get to rate it as well.
I mean, I love all those songs, so 6.
Wow.
All right, give us one more plug, Django. Let's hear about this album recording. I'm very excited to watch this hour. We love Django as a comedian.
Django's the best.
We love Django as a comedian.
Yeah, as a guy.
Saturday, May 13th, the Gutter in Williamsburg. 2 tapings, 8 o'clock, 10:30 p.m. The 8 o'clock taping will probably be more buttoned-up affair. 10:30, we've got Tommy the Madman McNamara emceeing. It's going to be a fucking balls to the walls party. You guys are going to lose your shit. It'll be like listening to a 3-hour Pentangle concert, man.
God, 10:30. Be there. You got a lot of confidence. Tommy's going to be drooling at that point.
What the hell?
10:30. That's a 10 beer o'clock for old Mac.
Oh, no.
No, that's going to be a great time. Get out to the Gutter, see the boys. And like I said, Madison, baby, that's the one that I'm pushing hard right now. That's May 4th through the 6th. Very excited. Me and Tommy are both going to be there. It's going to be a great time. And also go to Go Bananas in the summer. I'll be there. Much more dates. I updated my website, tomtakar.com. Get over there. Album coming out in May. Don't have the exact date yet, but we'll have that soon. Tommy, you got anything else?
No, just I'll be doing shows in Chicago next weekend, the 20th, 21st, 22nd. So be on the lookout for those. I'll be at Lincoln Lodge on the 21st, I know. But Chicago people, come out to one of those shows.
Hell yeah, do it up. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks again, Django. We love you, and we love you guys. Get on the Patreon. Keep it crispy. Bye.